हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्त्राजो दधातु ओम शांति शांति शांति
पारमार्थ Thikaha Jivaha is the pure original Chaitanyam, the consciousness, which obtains everywhere, which is there everywhere, but being obtaining in a given body maintenance complex is called Paramarthikaha Jivaha. And which has no association with anything, which is always there, which is everywhere, which also obtains in this given body mind complex, thereby we say paramarthikaha jivaha. And there is a prat, there is another two jivas which are not pure consciousness but which are reflections of consciousness. So the vyavaharikaha jivaha is also reflection of consciousness, which is associated with a vyavaharika body mind sense complex, which associated with the body mind sense complex in the which is available in the waking state, thereby associated with vyavaharika body mind sense complex, which is experiencing the vyavaharika prapanchaha. So vyavaharikaha jivaha is reflection of consciousness, chid abhasaha, natu chit. So paramarthikaha jivaha is chit, chaitanyam. Whereas vyavaharikaha jivaha is chit abhasaha, chid abhasaha or chit pratibimbaha, available only in the waking state, associated with the vyavaharika body mind sense complex, experiencing the vyavaharika prapanchaha. Then pratibhasikaha jivaha also is chit abhasaha, but also available only in the dream state, associated with the dream body mind sense complex, experiencing the dream prapanchaha, pratibhasikaha prapanchaha. So pratibhasikaha jivaha is also reflection of consciousness, associated, available in the pratibhasika avastha, I mean swapna avastha, dream state, associated with the pratibhasika body mind sense complex, experiencing the pratibhasika prapanchaha, swapna prapanchaha. You can say pratibhasika prapanchaha or swapna prapanchaha, swapna lokaha, pratibhasikaha jivaha, pratibhasika body mind sense complex, dream body mind sense complex. Isn't it? Pratibhasika jivaha. Of the three, here, these two, pratibhasika prapanchaha is subject to what now? So pratibhasika prapanchaha and pratibhasika body mind sense complex, will be there, will not be there. And similarly, vyavaharika prapancha also will be there, will not be there. So whenever the pratibhasika jiva and vyavaharika jiva, both will be resolved and will be there in different states. Whereas paramarthika jiva is something which is always there. And here, when we say I, we refer to the I refers to pratibhasika jiva and vyavaharika jiva. Actually, I should be referring to what? I refers to actually only paramarthika jivaha. So this is what the Avidyarana Swami said, we saw in the previous verses. When you are in sleep, the whole pratibhasika prapanchaha is very much real. And then there you are different, you isolate as a dreamer you isolate yourself from the pratibhasika prapancha. And for you, the pratibhasika prapanchaha is very much real. And for you to understand Pratibhasika Prapanchaha being Pratibhasikaha, being dream, not real, you have to wake up from the dream, sleep. On waking up, you understand, I the waker am the what? No, the real reality. But actually, the Pratibhasika Prapanchaha, Pratibhasika Jivaha, Pratibhasika Body Mentions Complex, everything is what? No. Everything is me. Nothing is outside of me. You understand the indivisibility. What are indivisible there? Pratibhasika Jivaha, Pratibhasikam Body Mentions Complex, Pratibhasika Prapanchaha, all are where? All are one and the same in the waker's mind. Is it wake in the waker's mind alone? What is there? Pratibhasika Jiva, Pratibhasika Prapancha, Pratibhasika Body Mind, everything is one and the same. So all the three being indivisible. When do you understand? On waking up. In dream, they're all different. Isn't it? Similarly, when you understand the dream prapancha being mithya, not being satyam. Similarly, here also, we have another thing. What he says, the author says, this Vidyaranya Swami says, when you are ignorant of this paramarthika jiva being atma, meant self is not very clear. And this vyavaharika prapanchaha also is like a swapnam only. But for you, it's very much real. You do not know now, just as you do not know when you are in dream being dream is not clear for you, acceptable at all for you, which you had to wake up from sleep. So also this prapancha, this vyavaharika prapanchaha also, being vyavaharika is not very clear. Why? For you, this prapancha is paramarthika now. It is absolute for you. Prapancha is absolute for you, real for you. This body mind complex also real for you. Why? Because you do not know paramarthika. Jiva paramarthika is only the atma chaitanyam. This also is vyavaharikam only, for which when you wake up from the sleep of ignorance, you will understand, when you recognize paramarthika jiva, where identity is with the paramarthika jiva, then you will see this vyavaharika prapanchaha also being mithya, not being satyam. You will see the vyavaharika body minds complex, vyavaharika prapanchaha, and then vyavaharika, isn't it? Everything being vyavaharika jivaha, vyavaharika prapanchaha, vyavaharika body mind complex, everything being one paramarthika jiva. Isn't it? Everything being one Brahma Chaitanyam will be clear only when you wake up from sleep of ignorance. Isn't it? That's what he was trying to say, those verses. So, as a paramarthika jiva, when you recognize the paramarthika jiva being the atma, when you identify yourself with the paramarthika jiva, the chaitanyam, when you identify ahankar, when you identify yourself with the vyavaharika jiva, then vyavaharika prapancha becomes real for you. Vithya becomes satyam for you. Then pratibhasika prapancha, when you identify the pratibhasika jiva, then your Pratibhasika Prapancha becomes real for you. When your identity is with the Paramarthika Jiva, Vyavaharika Prapancha, both Pratibhasika Prapancha being Mithya will be very clear. Therefore, identity must be with what now? Not Vyavaharika Jivaha, which is dependent on Vyavaharika mind. Pratibhasika Jiva dependent on Pratibhasika mind. If the minds are resolved, the Pratibhasika Vyavaharika Jivas will resolve. Nothing will happen. But what is real, what is always there is Paramarthika Jivaha alone. This is what he tried to say in those the earlier verses. We'll read quickly those verses. 38 onwards. Chidabha. Okay. Chidabhasasthita
Nidra.
Chidabhasasthita Nidra.
విక్షేపావృతి రూపిణి ఆవృత్య జీవ జగతి పూర్వే నూత్నే తు కల్పయేత్. ఓకే, వాట్ హీ సేస్ దిస్, జస్ట్ యాజ్ మాయా శక్తి అండ్ నిద్రా శక్తి హ్యాస్ సమ్ సిమిలారిటీస్, మాయా శక్తి హ్యాస్ విక్షేప శక్తి అండ్ ఆవృతి శక్తి. దిస్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ స్లీప్ ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ వాట్ నౌ, విక్షేప అండ్ ఆవృతి శక్తి. అండ్ దేర్ వాట్ హీ సేస్ దర్ ఈస్ చిదాభాస, దిస్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ యోర్ mind, isn't it, when even in sleep. And what happened, this vikshepa shakti, once you fall asleep, then vikshepa shakti, what does it do? Vikshep, because of the vikshepa shakti belonging to nidra only, the thoughts are projected and the dream prapancha is created. So dream world, what is responsible for the projection of the dream world? Vikshepa shakti of maya, which is also available in dream as the power of the dream. Is it clear now? Vikshepa shakti is there with the nidra also. Please understand, nidra don't take sleep for granted. Okay, granted. Nidra shakti, power of sleep, has vikshepa shakti. And that vikshepa shakti starts operating, isn't it? When you are prarabdha again, when the prabala abala prarabdha works, you have to experience some pain, some abala pain and weak pleasure, weak prarabdha. Accordingly, then what now? The vikshepa shakti starts operating and it projects the all in your own mind only. Nothing is outside of you. I don't know where it's coming from. Okay? All your thoughts, you have big storehouse. And everything becomes projected and there is a dream prapancha. Swapna prapancha is projected. Who is projected? At least all of you know your swapnam very well. Nobody can deny here. You have your own swapna prapancha. Who is responsible for that? Vikshepa shakti. Belonging to whom? Nidra. Isn't it? Now Maya has, Nidra also has an individual level. Then immediately there also what now? Avriti Shakti. That Avriti Shakti immediately comes and covers. What does that Avriti Shakti do? Avriti Shakti Avrunoti, it covers. The power of veiling does the job of veiling, covering. What does it cover? It covers the purve, the previously, before he falls asleep, what was real for him? Vyavaharika prapanchaha and vyavaharika jivaha. These two it covers. Okay? The avarna shakti available, obtaining in the nidra, what does it do? It covers the previous vyavaharika prapancha and vyavaharika jivaha. Purve means previous. Previous means what? What was real before for him? The vyavaharika prapancha is not there for you in dream. Is it there? The vyavaharika prapancha, before you go to bed, vyavaharika prapancha is there. Isn't it? Very much real. You drink water, take water also, think, I take, okay? Well, no, don't take. And then you take everything and then you go on, until you sleep, what? Bed, everything is real. Once you fall asleep, where your bedroom, bed, everything, prapancha is not there. Vyavaharika prapancha disappears. Vyavaharika jiva also disappears. So what I am, that knowledge is not there. Vyavaharika prapancha asti is also not there. What happened? Covered. Who covered it? Avriti shakti of nidra. Because it covers, now what happened? Because it is covered, and Vikshep Shakti projects the Sapna Prapanchaha, then what now? Nutnetu Kalpayet. Then it projects what now? The new Prapanchaha. New Jiva, Vyapratibhasika, then in dream also you have body mansions complex. That is different from the body mansions complex you associate with in waking state. In dream, you have a dream body mansions complex. This body is falling asleep, not getting up. But inside this mind, you have a different set of body mansions complex, don't you? Okay, that is, and you have a different world also. And there again, you do not know that this world is different from you, for you. You do not know that everything is one, you do not know. The indivisibility is not known. Again covered. Isn't it? Why it is covered? That is the job of Avarana Shaktihi. It covers the dreamer-dreamt difference. Isn't it? Then it also covers what now? It doesn't see. It covers there. It covers the Purve. It possesses the new Prapancha. Then what is real for you? Swapna Prapanchaha and Swapna Jeevaha. Papatibhasikaha Jeevaha. See next verse now. Pratiti kalaye vaite.
Pratiti kalaye vaite.
Sthitatvat pratibhasike.
Sthitatvat pratibhasike.
Nahi swapna prabuddhasya.
Nahi swapna prabuddhasya.
Punaswapne.
Punaswapne.
Sthitistayoho. So pratiti kale eva yete sthitatvat. They appear this pratibhasikaha ete means these two. These two means which two? Pratibhasikaha jivaha and pratibhasikaha prapanchaha. These two are known as pratibhasike, pratibhasikaha jivaha and pratibhasikaha prapanchaha because pratitikala yeve eva yete. These two remain only at the time of appearance. What happened? Swapna prabuddhasya, for the one who was woken up from sleep, for him, punaha, no, nahi, punaha, they do not exist, they are not there for them. So, swapne tayoho sthitihi swapne eva, they have this pratibhasika jivaha, pratibhasika prapanchaha have their existence only in swapnam, not on waking up, not in the waking state. Okay. Pratibhasika jivoyaha.
Pratibhasika jivoyaha.
Tajjagat pratibhasikam.
Tajjagat pratibhasikam.
Vastavam manyate nyaha.
Vastavam manyate nyaha.
Manyate nyastu.
Manyate nyastu.
Mithyeti.
Mithyeti.
Vyavaharikaha.
Vyavaharikaha.
So, pratibhasika jivaha yaha. Tad jagat pratibhasikam. Vastavam manyate. See, yaha pratibhasik, please read carefully. Yaha pratibhasik, I'm repeating it with the help of a book, no, textbook. Yaha pratibhasikaha jivaha. The one who is a pratibhasika jivaha, okay, the one who is pratibhasika jiva means what? The reflection of consciousness available in the dream state, associated with the dream body mansions complex. What does he consider for him? Pratibhasikam jagat satyam manyate. He considers, he looks upon the pratibhasika swapna prapancha as satyam real. Anyaha, whereas, anyaha tu, whereas, anyaha, the other one. Who other one? The vyavaharikaha, the waker. Vyavaharikaha jivaha, the waker jiva, the reflection of consciousness, isn't it? The I identified with the reflection of consciousness, available in the waking state, associated with the waking body mansions complex, experiencing the vyavaharika prapanchaha, considers, thinks the Pratibhasika Prapancha as Mithya, not as Satyam. Who, for whom Pratibhasika Jagat is Satyam? For the Pratibhasika Jiva. For whom it is Mithya? Vyavaharika Jiva. Is it clear now? That's what he says in the 40th verse. Vyavaharika Jivo Yaha. Tajjagadvyavaharikam Satyam Pratyeti Mithyeti Manyate Paramarthikaha. Okay, so what he says, for the waker on waking up, Who is what now? Vyavaharika Jiva. Who is a Vyavaharika Jiva? The waker. Who is a waker here? Who wakes up now? Isn't it? The I identified with the reflection of consciousness. Isn't it? Associated with the Vyavaharika body mentions complex. Experiencing the Vyavaharika Prapanchaha. Looks upon the Pratibhasika Prapanchaha as Mithya. For him, Vyavaharika Prapanchaha is Satyam. And what he says, whole Pratibhasika Jivaha is me, Pratibhasika I the waker am, what now? Everything is me. Pratibhasika Jiva is me, Pratibhasika body mind complex also is me, Pratibhasika Prapancha also me. The whole prapancha is what now? Me. My, isn't it? Nothing is outside of me. He knows. Similarly, he says, this Vyavaharika Jivaha also, Yaha, he who is a Vyavaharika Jiva now, that person, that Vyavaharikam Jagat Satyam Pratyeti. Pratyeti again means what? He considers, he knows, he thinks, isn't it? He looks upon that. He satyam pratyeti, vyavaharikaha jivaha yaha, the one who is vyavaharika jiva now, he thing looks upon this vyavaharika prapanchaya satyam. Just as the dreamer think, dreamer, for the dreamer, dream prapancha is very much real. For the vyavaharika jiva, vyavaharika prapancha is very much real. But he says now, anyaha, paramarthikaha mithya iti manyate. The same prati vyavaharika prapancha is considered to be mithya by whom? Paramarthikaha jivaha. Now who is a paramarthikaha jivaha? Here paramarthikaha jivaha means a wise person, jnani. Wise person for whom, the one who looks upon this pure consciousness, Paramarthika Jiva, as the I. For whom I is equal to Paramarthika Jivaha. The one wise person is the one who identifies himself with, the I is identified with consciousness, the pure consciousness, the Paramarthika Jivaha. I, the self, am the Paramarthika Jivaha, the pure consciousness, one who knows. For such a person, this Vyavaharika Prapanchaha also becomes Mithya. Understand now? That's the meaning. What is the difference between the one who wakes up from sleep and one who wakes up from sleep of ignorance? Once you wake up from sleep, the dream prapanchaha really disappears. You know, the dream being mithya becomes so clear on waking up from sleep. Isn't it? But the dream prapancha is not definitely there. Definitely disappears. Whereas, for the wise person who is awake to the reality, who, for whom I is identified with the Paramarthika Jivaha, he knows I, the self, am the Paramarthika Jiva, the pure consciousness. One who knows the fact, it's a fact, isn't it? He doesn't attain, this is a fact. Actually, the Paramarthika Jiva, the pure consciousness, is the Atma, that is Brahman, that is what? Aham. Aham Brahma, Aham Atma, Aham pure Chaitanyam, Paramarthika Jiva, this is a fact. దిస్ పర్సన్ హూ హూస్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ ద పారమార్థిక జీవాది చైతన్యం యాజ్ ఆత్మా యాజ్ ఐ, ఫర్ హిమ్ హూ హెస్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఐ బీయింగ్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, ఫర్ హిమ్ ఇజన్ ఇట్ ది వ్యావహారిక ప్రపంచ కంటిన్యూస్ టు ఎగ్జిస్ట్. Vyavaharika prapancha does not disappear like that. Father, when the dreamer wakes up from dream, dream being mithya becomes clear. Dream prapancha disappears. Whereas for a vyavaharika, for this paramarthika jiva means what? The wise person who for whom I is identified with the paramarthika jiva, isn't it? For whom this prapancha, vyavaharika prapancha continues to exist, but still in his vision, in his clear knowledge, he is so clear, this vyavaharika prapancha is only vyavaharika, it is not absolutely real. He knows. Who knows? Wise person knows. Who is a wise person? One for whom I is identified with పారమార్థిక జీవః. సో ఫార్ ది పారమార్థిక జీవః, వన్ హూస్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ పారమార్థిక జీవ ద ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, ఫార్ హిమ్ ఇట్స్ లైక్ వేకింగ్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ స్లీప్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. హీస్ అవేక్ టు ది రియాలిటీ. ఫార్ హిమ్ దిస్ వ్యావహారిక ప్రపంచ ఆల్సో బికమ్స్ వాట్ నౌ? మిథ్యా. ఇట్ ఈస్ నో మోర్ సత్యం. ఇస్ క్లియర్ నౌ? ఇస్ వాట్ వి సా ద లాస్ట్ క్లాస్. Now we'll see what is real for this paramarthika jiva. Then now we'll say, oh, for the patibhasika jiva, patibhasika prapancha is real. For the vyavaharika jiva, vyavaharika prapancha is real. For the paramarthika jiva means what? For the here paramarthika jiva means the wise person whose identity is with the paramarthika jiva, the pure consciousness. For him, what is real? You may say like, you know, there's one, two, three ways saying, vyavaharika jiva, vyavaharika prapancha. Paramarthika jiva, vyavaharika jiva, vyavaharika prapancha is real. For the pratibhasika jiva, pratibhasika prapancha is real. So, what is real for paramarthika jiva? Then if you say paramarthika prapancha is real, and I will start from tattabodha again. Why? I'll go back to A. No, why? There is no such thing called paramarthika prapancha. Vyavaharikam means relatively real, empirically real. There is no such thing called absolutely real prapancha. Okay? When I say like a story, you are so listening. Patibhasika jiva, for the patibhasika jiva, patibhasika prapancha is real, not mithya. For the vyavaharika jiva, vyavaharika prapancha is real, not mithya. But for the paramarthika jivaha, vyavaharika prapancha is mithya. What is satyam for him? Immediately you may say paramarthika, you should not say, isn't it? There is no such thing called paramarthika prapancha. What is satyam for paramarthika jiva? What paramarthika jiva is pure consciousness. The wise person for whom I is identified with the paramarthika jiva, the pure consciousness, also is known by the word paramarthika jiva. For him, the vyavaharika prapancha is mithya. What is satyam? That is said in the verse number 41. We'll see that now. Oh, 42. We come to the actual class now. పారమార్థిక జీవస్తు సి వాట్ ఈస్ రియల్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా ఫార్ ది వైస్ పర్సన్ హూస్ ఐడెంటిటీ ఈస్ విత్ పారమార్థిక జీవ హూ ఇస్ ఆల్సో నోన్ ఆస్ పారమార్థిక జీవ ఇజన్ ఇట్ విల్ సీ హియర్ where in verse number 41 second line and the verse number 42 these two verses reveal what is satyam and what is mithya for paramarthika jivaha. Paramarthika Jivaha means what? Pure consciousness. Paramarthika Jivaha also means what? The wise person who is identified with Paramarthika Jiva. Paramarthika Jivastu.
Paramarthika Jivastu.
Brahmaikyam Paramarthikam.
Brahmaikyam Paramarthikam.
Pratyeti.
Pratyeti.
Vikshate nanyate.
Vikshate nanyate.
Vikshate tvanrutatmana.
Vikshate tvanrutatmana.
Vikshate.
Vikshate.
Tvanrutatmana.
Tvanrutatmana.
Okay, nothing. I'll make it very easy, don't worry. Paramarthikaha jivaha tu. Tu means what? Whereas. Okay, here. Paramarthikaha jivaha here means what? The wise person. Jnani. Who is a jnani for whom I is identified with? Paramarthikaha jivaha. Okay. Consciousness. Atma. For him, what is absolute for him? What is absolute reality for a wise person? What is paramarthikam for him? What is absolute real for him? Brahma aikyam. Brahma aikyam alone is paramarthikam. Oneness of reality, oneness of Brahman, or oneness of oneness of this identity. Identity between Jiva and Ishvara. Identity between the self and Paramarthika Jiva alone is real for him. Brahma Aikyam Paramarthikam. The oneness of reality alone is absolutely real. The fact that I is nothing but pure consciousness. That identity, isn't it? I being identical with Brahman is a fact. That fact alone is real for him. Okay, the fact I being pure consciousness, I being identical with Brahman, a fact, becomes true to his understanding. What is real for him? What is paramarthikam for him? Brahmaikyam paramarthikam pratyeti. He considers the oneness of reality alone to be absolutely real. Absolute reality for him. Other than the oneness of reality, everything else is what him? Mithya only. What is absolutely real for him? Brahma Chaitanyam. And what am I? Brahma Chaitanyam. I being identical with Brahman is for him Satyam, absolute reality. So Paramarthika Jivaha, Paramarthikam Brahma Aikyam Pratyeti. Brahma Aikyam Paramarthikam Pratyeti. Brahma Aikyate Matume Paramarthikam Endra Avan Unarhiran Arhiran. Brahmaikyam alone he considers to be absolutely real. The self being identical with Brahman, being a fact alone is absolutely real for him. Is it clear? Then, na anyat vikshate. Na anyat vikshate. Vikshate means what he sees. Na vikshate, does not see. Does not see means what? For him, the vyavaharika prapanchaha and vyavaharika jivaha, those two are not, they are not absolutely real. They are, he looks at vyavaharika jiva and vyavaharika prapancha as mithya. Not only that, how does he look at vyavaharika prapancha and vyavaharika jiva? Na vikshate, he does not see them as absolutely real, but he sees them as mithya. Anrita atmana vikshate. Anrita atmana vikshate. Anritam means what? Mithya here. Anrita atmana vikshate means he looks upon the vyavaharika prapancha and vyavaharika jiva being jiva as mithya, as anritam. For in his perception, vyavaharika prapancha is anritam, vyavaharika jiva is anritam, vyavaharika shariram is what now, everything is anritam. He does not look upon this vyavaharika prapancha as satyam. What is satyam for him? For him, there is nothing paramarthikam. Nothing paramarthikam. Only one thing is paramarthikam. What is paramarthikam? Brahma aikyam. You can say oneness of Brahman, the reality. Or you can say for him, the jiva, for him, I being identical with Brahman alone is absolutely real. I is identical with Brahman. That is a fact, isn't it? I being identical with Brahman is fact. That fact alone is absolutely real. Oneness of reality alone is real for him. Not absolutely real for him. Everything else is mithya. Okay, andhritatmana vikshate. Na vikshate as real. Andhritatmana vikshate. He looks upon the everything as mithya. Is it clear now? That's what he says. Now, he is giving a beautiful drishtanta. Drishtanta means what? Example. Look at this. This is what very great Vidyarayan Swami is always, he gives such beautiful, small, simple examples. Look at this. Madhurya Drava Shaityani.
Madhurya
Drava Shaityani. Madhurya.
Madhurya.
Drava. Shaityani.
Shaityani.
Niradharmastarangake. Niradharmastarangake. Anugam yatha tanishte.
Anugam
yatha tanishte. Pene pyanugata yatha. Pene pyanugata yatha. Sakshistha. Okay, we'll see the first one. Madhurya Drava Shaityani.
Madhurya Drava Shaityani.
Niradharmastarangake.
Niradharmastarangake.
Anugam yatha.
Anugam yatha.
Tannishte.
Tannishte.
Phene pyanugata yatha.
Phene pyanugata yatha.
He says, you see the water. Okay, water, this pure water has, neeram means water. In Tamil we say neer. And be happy, in Sanskritam, one of the words meaning the water is what? Neeram. Neer is a pure Tamil word. And neeram is a Sanskrit word. Look at this. That is why lotus is called neeraja. Okay, neerajakshi means what? One whose eyes are like lotus. Meenakshi like we have neerajakshi also. Toyajakshi, neerajakshi. Okay. So neeram. This neeram has three intrinsic, no, nature. Neeram is of the nature of what now? Water. Madhuriyam, the word madhuriyam, madhuriyam means sweetness. But don't ask me, water is not sweet. Water has its own taste, without which no taste can be felt. No taste is possible. You know that? Any taste, sweetness or bitterness or sourness or saltiness, can be experienced only with the help of the water. You know that? There's no, there's no saliva at all in your tongue is like a dry biscuit. You put anything, you will never know the taste of anything. You know, very important. Therefore, the tasteless taste is what now? The sweetness of the water. Okay, water has its own taste. That is what he means by the word madhuriyam. Is the taste of the water, madhuriyam. Then, water is what now? Liquid, isn't it? Dravaha. Dravaha is liquid. The liquidity is the nature of the water. Being liquid is the nature of the water. It enjoying its own taste is the nature of the water. Madhuryam. Two things. Then Shaityam. Shaityam means chillness, coldness. I can say London Nagare Ativa Shaityam Asti means what? Ativa Aushnyam Asti, Shaityam Asti means chillness, coldness. I am not talking about the water kept in the fridge. Any water, no water is hot. Basically, any water by itself is what? Not the very cold, chill water put in the fridge and all that. And talking about the ordinary water is always cold, isn't it? You can't say boiling water. If you want a really hot water, you have to go to Badrinath and go to hot water spring. And where really naturally hot water comes. You know that. Basically, water is always what? Cold. Basically, it has its own chillness only. So, chillness or coldness and liquidity and taste, these three are inseparably with what? Water. Water has its taste, which can be separated. Water has coldness, which cannot be separated. The water is liquid. Being liquid also, what? No, liquidity also cannot be separated. Isn't it? That's the intrinsic properties of the water. Now, what happens in that water, then there comes manifestation. What is manifestation? Namarupa becomes manifest. What namarupa? Tarangaha. The wave comes. Wave, taranga is what now? Wave. First water, in the water, wave becomes the new name, namarupa wave, taranga becomes manifest. And what happens? The taranga, tarange, tarangake api. In the taranga, in the wave also, these gunas continue, anugamya. The waters, whatever is the nature of the water, madhuryam, dravam, shaityam. Madhurya drava shaityani, nira dharmaha. Nirasya dharmaha, water dharmaha, attributes are the intrinsic properties, intrinsic nature of the water. These three, what now? Tarangake anugachanti. They continue to be there where, even when there is, where there is a wave. Wave also borrows. Does the wave namarupa have its own coldness, its own the taste, madhuryam? It has the dravam also. Dravam, isn't it? The dravatvam does not belong to the namarupa wave. Chillness does not, coldness does not belong to the namarupa wave. And the liquidity does not belong to what now? Dravatvam does not belong to the wave. Also, the taste of the water. Taste does not belong to the wave. Belongs to what? Water. Don't ask me about the salt water in the ocean, okay? Even the salt water also you can say. Any waste, it has, you can say also what now? Not lavanam, isn't it? It's not lavana jalam. Salty water also you can say, not madhuryam. You can say that also, no problem. So this that belongs to what now? All of them, the taste, liquidity and the coldness, isn't it, belong to the water, do not belong to the namarupa. But what happened? These niradharmaha, jalasya dharmaha, anugachanti, they continue to be there. Where now? Even all the wave also has now all the three gunas. All the dharmas belong to the wave. Now the wave also has the three gunas. Why wave has? Wave does not have its own, but wave has borrowed those gunas from the water. Is it clear now? So, anugachanti, they've been given by the water to the wave. Thereafter, he says, atha tannishte. Tannishta means what now? Tat means their wave. Nishta means remaining, existing. On the wave, we imagine, okay, you just have to imagine, visualize. On the wave, another small Penaha, one bubble comes or surf comes, okay? On the part of the wave, on the top of the wave, there is one bubble. Well, imagination, okay? Bubble comes, wave comes, bubble. Penaha, nishte, tannishtaha, penaha means what now? The water bubble or the surf, you know, which is formed on the top of the wave. Later on, these Neera Dharmaha, we say, what Dharmaha? This Madhuryam, Dravatvam, Shaityam, isn't it? All the three gunas of the water, they continue to be there also in what? In water bubble. So, water bubble or the foam doesn't have its own gunas. They have borrowed gunas. They borrowed these gunas from where? From the wave. Wave has borrowed these gunas from where? Water. Water has not borrowed these gunas. These gunas belong to the water by itself. Isn't it? Taste, coldness and liquidity. Water has not borrowed. Water has its own nature. And these two waves have, wave has borrowed from the wave, this bubble has borrowed. A bubble found on the top of the wave also has borrowed. Doesn't have its own. Yatha, just as. Now you have to imagine now. What is this Paramarthika Jiva? Paramarthika Jiva is like what? Like, don't take water, okay? Like water has these three gunas. Paramarthika Jiva, the Chaitanyam consciousness also what now? Has three gunas. What are they? Sakshi, which is available in every mind as Sakshi. The one because of for whom all three states are, you know, evident. That's for the Sakshi. Sakshi also has three intrinsic, isn't it, gunas. What are they? Not gunas, actually, the swarupam. Sat chit anandaha. Sat chit anandaha. Now, you read the next one now. Sakshistaha.
Sakshistaha.
Satchidanandaha.
Satchidanandaha.
Sambandad.
Sambandha
Vyavaharike
Vyavaharike
Tadvade Tadvare Nanu Gacchanti
Tadvare Nanu Gacchanti
Tathaiva
Tathaiva
Pratibhasike
Pratibhasike.
Okay, now what he says, there are, just as you have to understand very clearly, you cannot physically separate these gunas from the water. They belong to the water. All the three together form water, in fact. Taste, coldness and liquidity, that's how water is. But you cannot separate these gunas and the namarupa in the way, when the wave is manifest. The wave also, what now, these three gunas of the water continue to be there in the wave. The same gunas continue to be there in the what now? In that bubble also. So, bubble is what now? Our Pratibhasika Prapanchaha. Pratibhasika Jiva is like the bubble. Vyavaharika Jiva is like the wave. And Paramarthika Jiva is like the water. Remember the three. Okay. Now he says, they're borrowed. Now who? These three belong to who? Water or to the bubble or to the wave. What three? Dravatvam, Shaityam and Madhuryam. Taste, fluidity, liquidity and the coldness belong to what? Do the three belong to the water? Do the three belong to the Namarupa wave? The three belong to the bubble. Originally they belong to water. That's why who is what is real? Actually these two have borrowed. Bubble also has borrowed. Wave also has borrowed. Isn't it? Similarly, we have to understand now he says, Satta Chitta Anandaha. Satta means what? Pure existence. Then Chitta, the consciousness. Anandaha, fullness, limitlessness, happiness. I give three words always. Okay, fullness, limitlessness, happiness is what? Anandaha. This existence, consciousness and happiness. These belong what now? Sakshistaha. They are intrinsic nature of what now? They three intrinsically belong to what? Sakshi. Existence is the intrinsic nature of Sakshi. Intrinsic nature, Swarupam of Sakshi. Consciousness is a Swarupam of Sakshi. Happiness, fullness is what? Swarupam of Sakshi. Sakshistaha Satchidanandaha Satta Chitta Anandaha. Where are they? They belong to what? Sakshi. Sakshistaha Sakshil Irikindra. Sakshin Swarupamaha Irikindra. These three are there as the very Swarupam of the Sakshi. What are they? Satta, the existence. Chitta, the consciousness. Anandaha, fullness or happiness are there as the very Swarupam of the Sakshi. They belong to Sakshi. How Sakshi is? Sakshi is in the form of existence. How Sakshi is? Sakshi is in the form of consciousness. How Sakshi is? Sakshi is in the form of limitlessness, happiness and fullness. What is it? Sakshi, isn't it? What is actually, we give the name Sakshi, this is the consciousness, limitless consciousness, which is the existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness alone, is said, looked upon as Sakshi here, because all the thoughts shine because of the presence of the Sakshi. All the thoughts are evident to Sakshi. Therefore, we say Sakshi. Sakshistaha, isn't it? Sakshi is what now? This Paramarthika Jivaha, the Chaitanyam. The consciousness here for the Chaitanyam. What is the Satchitanandaha? He said, Sambandat, due to the association of Sakshi and this Vyavaharika body maintenance complex and the Vyavaharika Prapancha. See, there is no way of physically separating Sakshi and the body maintenance complex is possible. There is no way of separating them. Physical separation of Chaitanyam, the consciousness and the Vyavaharika Prapancha and the Vyavaharika body maintenance complex is never possible, isn't it? It's not there at all. But we have to cognitively separate them and separate and understand what is Satyam and what is Mithya. And not only that, maybe separating, understanding them, we have to also what now? I the Self am the Satyam, the Chaitanyam, Satchidanandam Brahma. That also must be understood. Isn't it? Therefore, he says here, Sakshistaha. Sakshi staha. Sakshini tishtanti iti sakshi staha. Sakshi staha satchidanandaha sambandat vyavaharike. Therefore, just as the nature of the three gunas of water continue to be there in the wave also, this existence, consciousness and limitless, the fullness, the happiness, also what now? They're also borrowed by what now? Vyavaharika Jiva. The reflection of consciousness also has what now? Vyavaharika Jiva, the Chidabhasaha, reflection of consciousness associated with this body maintenance complex also has what now? This everything has, the Vyavaharika Jiva also has borrowed the Satchitanandam from where? It is conscious. It is now, isn't it? It is conscious. It is sentient. Everything is like this borrowed from where? Borrowed from pure consciousness. This body maintenance complex, now the reflection of consciousness all of them do not have their own Satchitanandam. But they have Satchitanandam now. They have existence, they have consciousness, they have what now? Happiness also. Isn't it? That means how? How do they have all of them? Because they have borrowed. Sambandhat. Like the wave has borrowed. Similarly, from this Vyavaharika, what about the Pratibhasika? Just as water bubble also has what now? Dravatvam, Madhuryam and this Chaityam. This Vyavaharika Jiva also has what now? Existence. It has a consciousness. What now? Vyavaharika Jiva also has borrowed these three Dharmaha, Chaitanya Dharmaha. It has borrowed. But means what now? So who these two, three belong to what? Now there is consciousness and existence also. This limitless, this happiness in the Vyavaharika Jiva. These three dharmas are all also in the Vyavaharika Jiva, Vyavaharika Prapancha. Originally, they what are they? They belong to Sakshi. Therefore, what is Satyam now? Who's the, isn't it? What is Satyam here? What is that originally, naturally, Satchitanandam Brahma, that alone is Satyam? It's very beautiful dashtanta here. Look at this. Sakshista Satchidananda.
Sakshista Satchidananda.
Sambandad.
Sambandad.
Vyavaharike.
Vyavaharike.
Tadvarena anugacchanti.
Tadvarena anugacchanti.
Tathaiva.
Tathaiva.
Pratibhasike.
Pratibhasike.
Yatha. Tatha. He used word yatha and tatha. Yatha madhurya drava shaityani niradharmaha tarangake anugacchanti. Anugamya atha tanishte pene api anugataha bhavanti. Tatha sakshistaha satchidanandaha sambandhat vyavaharike tadvar gacchanti. Tadvarena tatha pratibhasike api anugacchanti. Is it clear now? What he says, you have to remember the example. Water, wave, bubble. Bubble on the top of the wave. Just imagine, okay? Similarly, here also what now? Sakshi, then Pratibhasika, Vyavaharika, then Pratibhasika. Pratibhasika Jiva also doesn't have its own consciousness, its own existence. It doesn't have its own Satchitanandam. But it has now. How does it get? Has borrowed. From what? From Vyavaharika. But does Vyavaharika has its own Satchitanandam? No. Vyavaharika also has borrowed Satchitananda from where? From Sakshi. But has Sakshi also borrowed Satchitananda? No. Why? Its own. Remember that. Now what are you here? Are you Vyavaharika? Are you Pratibhasika? Are you Paramarthika? Doubtful. Isn't it? Doesn't matter whether we know or not. Let us accept what Shastram says. What is that? Aham Paramarthikaha Jivaha Chaitanyam Brahma Satchidananda Swarupam. We'll say that. Keep on saying it. There are people say, people simply say, who am I? Who am I? If you ask, who am I? If you keep on asking, you get an answer, they say. Why can't we get an answer if you keep on say, chanting, na? Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Satchidanandam Brahma Asmi. Keep on saying, you'll get it. That's what we do as sadhus. Okay. Keep on saying, that is what it is. At least some clarity comes, doesn't it? Yes or no?
Yes.
All keeping it. Oh, we're going to finish it. This will become much clearer later on. Have you got the meaning or not?
Yes, sir.
Now he says, what happens to three gunas? Suppose when the bubble goes, bubble has to go. Why? Bubble has come into being, bubble will go. When the bubble goes, what happens to the H2O, isn't it? These three belong to what now? Dravatvam, Shaityam and Madhuryam belonging to the H2O, which is borrowed by the bubble. When the bubble goes off, what happens to them? Nothing. Isn't it? They are safe. They continue to be what? In the form of water. Bubble goes. Bubble came. Bubble has borrowed. Bubble is resolved. What happens to the three niradharmaha? They continue to exist. When the bubble goes, niradharmaha do not die, do not disappear. Niradharmaha continues to be there as they were before, without undergoing any change. Even the bubble goes also, suddenly water does not become hot. Isn't it? When the bubble goes also, there is still coldness is there, still liquidity is there, still the taste continues to be there in the form of water. Bubble alone goes. Bubble is meant for going. So the Pratibhasika Jiva wakes up from sleep. What happens to Pratibhasikam Jagat? Existence continues to be there. Consciousness continues to be there. Satchidanandaha continues to be there. The prapanchaha also only gone. Clear now? Similarly, what happens to Vyavaharika prapancha and all of them? Very difficult for us to. No, we don't want this Jagat to go. We will be very upset. So now he is going to teach that now. Laye phenasya tad-dharma.
Laye phenasya tad-dharma.
Laye. Next week I'll give you a nice summary of the whole text. Laye phenasya tad-dharma.
Laye phenasya tad-dharma.
Dravadyas.
Dravadyasyustarangake.
Tasyapi vilaye nire.
Tasyapi vilaye nire.
Vilaye nire.
Vilaye nire.
Make it tishtantyete.
Tishtantyete.
Please correct it. Tishtantyete.
Tishtantyete.
Those who are following Samskritam, tishtantyete.
Tishtantyete.
Yathapura.
Yathapura.
Tishtanti. Tishtanti.
Yes.
Okay. Tishtantyete. Tishtantyete. Yathapura.
Yathapura.
Now he says, Penasya laye. Penaha or bubble. Okay, or foam. Isn't it? The water, the foam. Laye, penasya laye. When this bubble resolves, water bubble resolves. When the foam resolves. You can imagine what something. The water, isn't it? When the bubble resolves, penasya laye, tad dharmaha. The dharmas, isn't it? Nature, the attribute, what are they now? Drava adi, adhyaha. Drava adhyaha means what? The liquidity. Adhyaha means dravatanmai mudaliya. Adhanudaya gunangal, isn't it? Drava adhyaha means what? Liquidity, etc. What are they? Liquidity, taste, and coldness. All these gunas, syuhu. They continue to be there. They what happened? They again continue to be there. What now? In the continue to be there. Taranga ke. They continue to be there in the taranga, in the wave. When the bubble goes, the bubble namarupa alone go. Isn't it? What continues to be there? Coldness, belonging to the water, liquidity belonging to the water, also what? Taste belonging to the water, these three dharmaha, I don't know what word to use in some English language, these three dharmaha, intrinsic properties of the water, they continue to be there. No, you can say swarupa, jala swarupam continues to be there. What? Only when, even when the pene laye. Penasya layaha yada bhavati, it's called sati saptami. Laye pene means what? Penasya layaha yada bhavati. When there is resolution of this pena, this bubble, when there is this bubble goes off, then these swarupam, jala swarupam, these continue to be there, they, nothing happens for them. They, where are they now? They join the taranga. They join the waves. Like what? When you wake up from sleep, what happens to now? There was existence in dream. There is existence of the dream. Dream asti. Dream bhati. Isn't it? Dream sukham also asti. The dream pressure also is there. Dream pain also is there. Isn't it? Okay, leave pain. Pleasure will take. Dream pleasure. Dream pleasure. Because I ate ice cream in dream. Okay? I don't like this, so simply I'm saying. So, dream ice cream pleasure. Dream ice cream. Dream pleasure. And dream existence. Dream consciousness. Everything is there. Asti bhati priyam. Asti is with dream or not. Swapna prapancha means what I told you already. You had to see five. Anything experienced has five aspects. Asti bhati priyam rupam nama chetyam shapanchakam. Adyatrayam brahma rupam jagadrupam tatodvayam. Five aspects. Asti bhati priyam nama rupam. First three belong to Brahma, second three belong to the nama rupa. Nama rupa, isn't it? Dream prapanchaha. Experienced. Experience of dream world. So what is there now? Because dream is asti. Dream asti. Dream bhati. Consciousness is, isn't it? Then dream what now? Nama rupa also. Dream priyam also. Priyam also is there. Some lot of things you like there. Some things you don't like. That's different, okay. Priyam also. And even there, dream things also, you don't like, but somebody else likes certain things. In your dream, you have a dream, other person who likes certain things, what you don't like. Therefore, everything, the whole dream has what? Navasti bhati priyam. And dream is what? Namarupam. Isn't it? Then you wake up from sleep. What happened? Namarupa has gone. Asti bhati priyam continue to exist. Is it clear? What happened to the existence? Continue, it is joined what now? Vyavaharika prapancha. Dream asti, dream nasti now. But asti is with what now? Vyavaharika prapancha. Now dream consciousness has gone. Waking consciousness is. What is the consciousness? A consciousness has joined what? Vyavaharika prapancha. Vyavaharika body, mind, complex, vyavaharika prapancha. You can say that. What happened to Ananda there? Ananda is not there with the Pratibhasikam Jagate. It's still with what? Vyavaharika prapancha. Asti bhati priyam satchitanandam, which was with the namarupa, Pratibhasika namarupa prapancha is at namarupa. Pratibhasika prapancha is namarupa. It had what now? Astibhati priyam. The Pratibhasika prapancha is no more now. We woke up. We have come to the class now. But again, don't dream, okay? And so, again, there is no Pratibhasika here. And please be Pratibhasika, not Vyavaharika. I am talking to you. Please listen. So, here, Vyavaharika prapancha. Pratibhasika prapancha has gone. But what continues to be there? Satchit Ananda. Bubble has gone, but Shaitya, Drava Shaitya, Teno, Madhuryadi Gunaha continue to be there with the water. So also, now here these three gunas, Astibhati Priyam, Satchidanandaha, which are within Amarupani. Now when the bubble goes, that when the Pratibhasika Jagat goes, it joins what now? This Vyavaharika Prapancha. It continues to be with the Vyavaharika Prapancha experience. Is it clear now? Therefore, here she says, see now, Penasya Laye Tad Dharmaha. When this water bubble resolves, Dharmaha. What are Dharmaha? Drava Adyaha. Dravaha. Dravatvam. Liquidity. Sweetness. Or the taste. And also what now? The Chaityam, the coldness. These three gunas, they join the Taranga. Taranga ke Syuhu. They continue to be with what now? With the wave. They were with the water bubble. They also join what now? The wave. Thereafter, all of you listen to me. Tasya api vilaye means what now? When the wave also resolves. When the wave also resolves, then what happens to the three gunas, three dharmas? Niretishtanti, they join the water. They continue to be in the form of water. These three gunas alone remain with water. Is it clear now why three together form the water? Isn't it? What is water? Liquid. What is water? It has its own taste. What is water? It is cold. In what form is the water? So coldness, liquidity, taste, all of them together constitute what? Water, isn't it? So how Sakshi is? What is Sakshi? Existence, consciousness, limitlessness, or happiness, isn't it? So this existence, consciousness, and then this happiness, were there with what? All the three, what now? Belong to the Sakshi. They are with what now? In the Pratibhasika Prapancha, they are with them. The Pratibhasika Prapancha goes, these three Satchidanandaha, they continue to be with Vyavaharika Prapancha. The Vyavaharika Prapancha also resolves what happened to Satchidananda. They continue to be with what now? Brahman, Atma, Sakshi. What are you? You are Sakshi, Chaitanyam, Satchidananda Swarupam. Okay, you don't come and go. You are always there. You join everything. And you come back. You are also by yourself. That is what we are not able to do. So he says, Tasya api vilaye. Tasya tarangasya api vilaye. When the taranga also resolves. Ni re tishtanti yatha pura. Just as before the formation, manifestation of wave and the bubble, first wave has to become manifest. Then there has to become what? Bubble has to form on top of the wave. Yatha pura, eppadi munbu irundado, just as initially in the beginning, before the manifestation of water, wave, the Shaityam, Dravatvam and Madhuryam were there in the form of water, pure H2O. And what happened? Later on, the Namarupa wave became manifest. And the wave also has these three water dharmaha. How? They do not have these dharmas of their own. They have borrowed these dharmas from the water. And thereafter, on the top of the wave, the bubble also becomes manifest. And the bubble also has got what now? These nira dharmaha. Shaityam, dravatvam and madhuryam. And later on, when the bubble resolves, the bubble namarupa alone resolve, the three dharma, niradharmaha join the wave. when the wave also resolves, like before, these three dravatvam, shaityam, madhuryam, niradharmaha join the water. In fact, not joining the water, they are just the water. They are in the form of water. Similarly, this pure existence, consciousness and happiness, what now? That is how Sakshi is. How water is? Water is in the form of given taste. Water is in the given form of liquid. Water is in the form of coldness also. The three intrinsic properties, isn't it? Like that, what's how Sakshi is? The witnessing, how Sakshi is? Sakshi is in the form of existence, the consciousness, existence and happiness only, fullness only. And what happens, these from here only, from the Sakshi only, what now? The Vyavaharika Prapancha is, first what now? Sakshi Chaitanyam, which is the only absolute reality, Brahman. From that Brahman, the Vyavaharika Prapancha becomes manifest. Just as wave becomes manifest in H2O, Vyavaharika Prapancha becomes manifest in the Satchidanandam Brahma. Then this Jagat also has what now? Borrowed the Sakshi's Brahmanaha Swarupam. Asti Bhati Priyam. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat belongs to Chaitanyam, belongs to Sakshi Brahman, but Jagat has borrowed what now? Sat. Jagat has existence. Jagat is when you say. Namarupa is when you say. Jagat has borrowed what? Sat, the existence. The Jagat also what now? Jagat shines. How do you say Jagat is? Because Jagat shines. Jagat bhati. Because Jagat has, because shines means Jagat cognition is. Means Jagat consciousness is. Therefore Jagat has got borrowed also what now? Consciousness. Jagat also got Priyam. Is it Priyam also is there? There was borrowed what now? Happiness also. And now we're all here. And what happens in this Pratibha Vyavaharika Prapancha, as Vyavaharika Jivas, in every one of us, what now? Different bubble-like Pratibhasika Prapancha. We dream our own dreams. Isn't it? The person who has never visited India, never heard about India, never met any Indian, cannot imagine dream about idli or idiyappam. Understand? And somebody in a village who is living in India, who never saw, never heard about anything, cannot dream croissant. Because why? That is something unknown completely. You can never dream what is unknown, isn't it? Only recently I started dreaming croissants after coming to this country. When I was in India, I never knew what was croissant. And never had, before I came to Canada, never dreamt croissants. Now I dream, isn't it? That's what we dream. What do we dream? Only known. What is known to you? Only you can dream. When you dream what now? And the dream also has what now? Croissant, asti, bhati. Before Priyam, before I knew it was egg, no eggless, I was Priyam. Now Apriyam. Because I knew it says egg. So Apriyam now. So what I'm having? So Asti Bhati Priyam goes to all that you dream. Asti Bhati Priyam has gone to Jagat, your Swapna Prapancha. And once Swapna goes, when you wake up, Swapna Prapancha has gone. And Asti Bhati Priyam is with what now? Vyavaharika Prapancha. And when you wake up from sleep of ignorance, when you understand this prapancha also comes and goes, what is permanent? Ekam, nityam, sarvagatam, swatantram. What is one eternal, all-pervasive, independent reality? That Brahma, Chaitanyam, aha must be when you, I, is identified with the pure Sakshi, Hachidananda Swarupam. You understand what now? This Jagat also what now? Results. You understand, oh, this is mithya, aham satyam. Aham, Brahma, satyam, this Jagat is mithya. Suppose, as a jivan mukta, you live the life. Imagine all of your Jivan Muktas now. Or no, at least imagine your own dream. You were dreaming. And knowing the dream being dream. If you're all dreaming, and you all in your dream you all knew the dream being dream. How will it be? Similarly, on waking up, now when you are aware of the self being identical with Brahman, the consciousness, you will see this Jagat. You will not say Jagat is not there at all, non-existent. Won't say Jagat is, but Jagat is only a dream. Understand? It's like what only dream. It's not unreal, nor is it real. It is mithya. You will see that. For which Nidhyasana is a must. Okay, then you will have a clear knowledge. Then as a Jivan Mukta, you live your life. You are free from doership, penjaship, everything. And Sanchita gone, Agami gone, Paradham alone, you can't escape. You object with the objectivity, exhaust the Paradha. Then Paradha also goes. Then the Sukshma leaves the physical body. Then what happens? Sukshma also will resolve. This Vyavaharika Prapancha also will resolve. Vyavaharika body also will resolve. Everything will go. What continues to be there? Pure Satchitanandam Brahma. Yatha Purve. Is it clear? Yes or not?
Yes.
If you say no also, I won't be upset. But at least I want some answer. Don't worry, because then what else can I do? If everything is clear today, then laye phenasya tad dharma.
Laye phenasya tad dharma.
Dravadya syustarangake.
Dravadya syustarangake.
See, yada phenasya dharma, phenasya penaha penasya layaha bhavati tada tasya penasya dharmaha dravadyaha taranga kesyuhu. They join the wave. Then tasya tarangasya api vilaye. When the wave also resolves, those dharmaha nire tishtanti. They continue to remain in the water. Yatha pura, just as before. Now, so this we have to extend to what now? Pratibhasika jiva, etc. You see now. Pratibhasika jivasya.
Pratibhasika jivasya.
Laye syurvyavaharike.
Laye syurvyavaharike.
Tallaye Satchidanandaha.
Tallaye Satchidanandaha.
Paryavasyanti Sakshini.
Paryavasyanti Sakshini.
Pratibhasika Jivasya.
Pratibhasika Jivasya.
Laye Syur. Laye Syur. Vyavaharike.
Vyavaharike.
Tallaye.
Tallaye.
Satchidanandaha.
Satchidanandaha.
Paryavasyanti Sakshini.
Paryavasyanti Sakshini.
So, first he talks about the Drishtanta, then Dashtanta comes. Okay? What he says, Pratibhasika Jivasya Laye. When the Pratibhasika Jiva resolves, what did he say first? This Satchitta Anandaha are naturally there as with what? Sakshi. Satchitta Anandaha Sakshi Dharmaha. Dharmas of the Sakshi. Intrinsic Swarupam of the Sakshi. And they have gone to what now? They have gone to Vyavaharika Prapancha. அந்த வியாபகாரிக்க ஜீவா அந்த வியாபகாரிக்க பிரபஞ்சா அந்த கான் டு ஆல்சோ வாட் பாத்திபாசிக்க ஜீவா அண்ட் பாத்திபாசிக்க பிரபஞ்சா. நௌ வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ், சச்சிதானந்தாக ஆர் வித் எவ்ரிதிங் நவ். அஸ்தி பாதி பிரியம் இஸ் வித் எனி நாமரூபா, ட்ரீம் நாமரூபா ஆர் திஸ் எம்பிரிக்கல் நாமரூபா. Isn't it? There's no absolute namarupa. Empirical and dream. Isn't it? Empirical namarupa, dream namarupa we have. Dream prapancha, empirical prapancha. Satchitanandaha belong to Sakshi only. But because where does this prapancha manifest? Not outside of Brahman Chaitanyam. Not outside of Sakshi Chaitanyam. Not outside of Satchidanandam Brahma. Where does the wave become manifest? Where does the wave manifest? Where is the manifestation of wave? Wave is a Namarupa. Where is it manifest? Not outside of H2O. So also this whole prapancha, where is it manifest? Not outside of Chaitanya Atma, Chaitanyam Brahma. But the power required to man project this jagat, where is it? Vikshepa avrati, not outside of Chaitanyam Brahma. What was it called earlier? Maya. What does Maya have? Both to project and to cover. Isn't everything is there, manifest. And when it is projected, the Satchidanandaha belong to what now? The Vyavaharika Prapancha and Vyavaharika. When you say Vyavaharika Prapancha, it includes Vyavaharika Jiva, Vyavaharika Body Mind Complex, Vyavaharika Prapancha, everything. Then there again, what now? Pratibhasika Prapanchaha. In every mind, that is a Pratibhasika Prapancha. And that also was now Astibhati Priyam. Then you fall asleep and you dream, and there's a dream prapancha, very much real, and sukha dukkha anuva dream samsara. Dream sukham, dream dukkham, and dream also somebody dies, and dream also we attend anteshti, dream also we have problems, dream also attend parties, and dream also have nice cakes, etc. Then dream also some crying and weeping, and then some complaining, and then some sort of deception, all those things. At last you wake up from the dream samsara. Dream samsara has gone. Why? Dream prapancha is resolved. But what happened to Asti Bhati Priyam? What happened? Satchidanandam, the sat existence of dream. Dream has gone. Existence continues to be here with the Vyavaharika Prapancha. Conscious dream is resolved. Consciousness continues to be with Vyavaharika Prapancha. Jagat consciousness is now, isn't it? Consciousness is not gone anywhere. The same thing Swamiji teaches in second chapter. When you read Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, explained by Swamiji in second chapter, Nasato Vidyate Bhavaha. There he says, pot is, pot existence is. Pot is broken, existence does not die, continues to be with the broken pot. Broken pot is. Broken pot also has gone, broken bits are there. Isn't it? Then pot, that broken pot also has gone, existence continues to be with broken bits. And then again you make the powder, what now? Again clay powder, existence continues to be with the clay powder. Clay powder also gets mixed with the earth, again existence continues to be with the earth. Existence does not die. Does not disappear. Isn't it? This is how, what he says here. See the beauty of it. Sakshi is how the reality is. How the Paramburul is. As existence, consciousness is the very existence and the limitlessness. Now happiness is always there. Ekam nityam sarvagatam satantram. It's always there. Here, what is aham then? Everything is that only, so aham, that Brahman only. And what happened? This jagat becomes projected. Harchit Ananda belongs to, also what now? Ghost? This jagat namarupa also borrows. Jagat also borrows existence. Jagat does not have existence of its own. Jagat does not have, this Vyavaharika Prapancha does not have existence of its own, consciousness of its own, because Jada Prapancha, consciousness of its own, it does not have happiness of its own. It borrows everything from Sakshi. Chaitanyam Brahma. Brahma only. Atma. Atma, Brahma, Sakshi, it borrows. Then there again we have what now? Dream. In the Vyavaharika Prapancha, while living in Vyavaharika Prapancha, we are again experiencing what now? We have dream prapancha. We have our own projection, our own mind. That dream prapancha also what now? Object of experience. That also has what now? Existence. Dream is, dream existence is. Dream is, mean dream consciousness is, because dream cognition is. And dream ananda also is there. But what happens when you wake up from, how long is it? Dream prapancha, vyavaharika, pratibhasika prapancha, pratiti kala yeva, pratiti kale yeva, only at the time of appearance. When you wake up from dream, laye, okay, tasya laye, pratibhasika, Siyalaye, when the Patibhasika Prapancha has resolved, Patibhasika Jiva also is what now? Resolved. Now, Satchidanandaha continue to be there with the Vyavaharika Jiva, Vyavaharika Prapancha. Then this Vyavaharika Prapancha also will be resolved, Vyavaharika Jiva also goes. Satchidanandaha continue to be there as Paramarthikaha Jivaha, without depending upon any Nama Rupa, in the form of Vyavaharika Prapancha, in the form of Pratibhasika Prapancha. Whereas Pratibhasika Prapancha or Vyavaharika Prapancha are dependent on Satchitanandam Sakshi, Brahma Atma, for their existence, for them to be recognized, for them to have existence. Isn't it? They don't have independent existence. So physically we can never separate Satchidanandam Brahma Chaitanyam and the Namarupam Jagat. But cognitively we have to distinguish and separate and know. Look at this. Pratibhasika jivasya laye. Pratibhasika jivasya laye. When the pratibhasika jiva resolves. When does he resolve? When you wake up from dream sleep, the dream is disturbed, dream samsara is resolved. Dream dukkham is resolved, dream pleasure is resolved, dream experience is resolved, dream prapancha is resolved, dream body minds complex is resolved, dream jiva is resolved. From pratibhasika jivasya laye, when the pratibhasika jiva is resolved, on waking up from sleep, satchidanandaha vyavaharike syuhu. Syuhu means santi. The Satchidanandaha which were with Pratibhasika continue to be with now Vyavaharika Prapancha. Vyavaharike Syuhu. That means what? Satchidanandaha do not resolve. They do not rise, they do not resolve. Satchidanandam Brahma always is. In that Brahman, Prapanchaha rises, Prapanchaha resolves. Prapanchaha becomes manifest, Prapancha becomes unmanifest. But Brahman does not resolve, does not rise. That's what he wants to say. That Brahmatvamasi, you are that Brahman. That's what he says. So, Pratibhasika Jivasya Laye, Satchidanandaha, what happens? Vyavaharike Syuhu, they join the Vyavaharika Prapancha. They continue to be with the Vyavaharika Prapancha. Tallaye. Tallaye means what now? Tasya Vyavaharika Prapanchasya laye. When that Vyavaharika Prapancha also resolves. When Tallaya means what now? When the Vyavaharika Prapancha also resolves, then the Satchitanandaha, these three existence, consciousness and this happiness, Sakshini Pariyavasyanti, they remain one with the Sakshi. They never went away from Sakshi for them to go and merge back. Okay? I don't like to use the word merging and joining and all that. They remain one with Sakshi. See, these three gunas of the water, Dravatvam, Madhuryam, Shaityam, liquidity, taste and coldness, when are they away from water? Tell me. So when can they become merged with the water? When can they merge with water? There's no merging. They're always, isn't it? There's no merging. Water remained here. Three have gone away somewhere. They come back and join them or what? No, please think. That's why we're very careful with the translations, merging. Okay? Water stayed one place. Only three gunas left water and gone away. And come back and join them or what? They never go. Okay? They're always there. They are with the Namarupa wave. They are with the Namarupa bubble. When the Namarupa's bubble gone, wave gone, they can't be there as they are before, as water. Without bubble name and form, without wave name and form, the three always continue to be there. Similarly, Sat, pure consciousness, which is the existence, which is the nature of fullness, is always there as consciousness, isn't it? And that those three are with what now? With the Vyavaharika Prapanchaha. In the form of Asti Bhati Priyam. Then there again, in the Pratibhasika Prapancha, there again, they are also with Pratibhasika Prapancha. This Pratibhasika dream, Vedanta always uses something what is known to you, to make it very clear. Never say something which is mysterious, and mysticism is not appreciated because it has to be understandable for you. It doesn't use anything mystical. It only uses the same simple example of your own dream. Pratibhasika Prapancha, the completely different world, different experience. I mean, very much real until you wake up from sleep. When you wake up, and there again what? Asti Bhati Priyam. Satchitananda is there with that. And dream resolves. When you wake up, Satchitananda is with the Vyavaharika also. And when you cognitively you discern Satchitanandam, what is H2O, which has Madhuryam, Dravatvam and Shaityam, and what is Namarupa wave. You don't physically separate gel, water, the Niram, which has Madhuryam, Shaityam and Dravatvam, but you cognitively separate water and the Namarupa wave, cognitively, intellectually. So here also what now? What is Satchitanandam? That's why he taught very beautiful verse. I told to memorize that verse. Asti bhati priyam rupam nama chetyam shapanchakam adhyatrayam brahma rupam jagad rupam tato dvayam. Please get it. All the time. You have to see that. All the time has to be there in you. Then when you physically don't separate, but cognitively, you can, cognitive separation is possible. When you see that Chaitanyam Brahma, Aham Asmi, when you see, isn't it? Then you have resolved this Jagat also, what now? You don't really physically resolve, but you can understand Jagat being Mithya. The Paradha gets over, when the whole physical, this Vyavaharika Prapancha will resolve. That is, people don't like. People don't like at all. Vyavaharika Prapancha also will resolve. Once you fall asleep, there's no Vyavaharika Prapancha. When you leave the body and go away, where is Vyavaharika Prapancha for you? Isn't it? Then also, what continues to be there with the Sakshi is what? Satchitanandam continued to be there. That's all. There's no merging. Pariyavasyanti means what? They continue to be there with the Sakshi, as the Sakshi. The Sakshitam also goes. Okay? Sachidanandam, the Brahman continues to be there. Brahma Chaitanyam, Brahman, the Atma, the only all-pervasive, secondless, non-dual, no? So this independent reality, eternal reality, continues to be there as pure consciousness, existence and happiness. Have got it? Textbook is over. Now, next week I'll do the summary. Okay, summary of the whole text. I'll do a nice, beautiful summary. The whole text will be summarized. So you will remember.
Pratibhasika jivasya
layesyurvyavaharike
tallaye sachidanandah
Pariyavasyanti Sakshini.
They continue to be there in Sakshi, as Sakshi, as Brahman. Okay, textbook is over. Now what I'll do, next week I'll do this summary. If possible, the summary can be given as a notes also, for you to just remember. And I want you to memorize these verses. Asti Bhati, one thing. So, I can tell you briefly. Also this Madhurya Drava, this verse also read by the four verses, is illustration. See, this whole book actually presents four topics. Three illuminators from verse number 1 to 5. 6 to 12, topic number 2, formation and the functions of the illuminators. And the illumined. Then topic number 3, the cause of samsara and the removal of it. And the problem of samsara and the solution for the removal of it. The third topic, samsara karanam tasya nivrittihi, third topic. Then fourth topic, Nidhyasana Upayaha. The method, you know, that means for the Nidhyasana Upayaha, the mode of contemplation through the practice of Samadhi. Samadhi Rupa, Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nidhyasana, isn't it? So, contemplative method. The fourth topic. These are the four topics here, the main topics discussed. And the same subject matter discussed under these four topics are further, again, he just summarized the same subject matter here in the following small text. Isn't it very good? Do you see the difference? Do you see that? Two different texts actually. He completes. Four topics. So what I'll do next class, I'll again present one last time. I can present the whole. Pardon?
The summarizing, I mean.
Yeah. Now you can go for a tea. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thereafter, I want to seriously, I have to take up the third section. I mean, the second section of second mundaka, which is the core of the tipping. I want to do that. Then I also want to do the third mundaka. Then again, I want to summarize. Thing I want to finish that first. We'll finish the Mundaka Upanishad next. I won't do any other text until I finish Mundaka Upanishad. Okay, and we see that you have thorough knowledge for Mundaka Upanishad itself. An important verse I'll make you by heart, memorize here in the class itself. I won't do it otherwise. Like kindergarten children.
It was 45.
Yeah.
Until 8 days.
These three.